Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. We normally go through a rhythm every week. Monday, a new idea. Tuesday, we study scripture and then we start to apply it. But this week is a special week because we're building up to Good Friday, the day that Jesus died. And so we looked yesterday at how death was coming for Jesus and how death comes for all of us, but Jesus handled it very differently. We're going to continue that story from the Bible today. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money, and he sought an opportunity to betray him. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went into the city and found it just as he told them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and say to him and one another, "Is it I?" For he said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." So we hear the story here of how Judas is going to betray Jesus, and we know it in advance because Jesus knows it. And this is such a frustrating story for so many of us, asking, you know, why doesn't Jesus stop him? It's kind of like a James Bond movie where the villain tells Bond the entire plan of how he's going to kill Bond, while Bond still has time to do something about it. And here we have Jesus knowing that Judas is going to betray him, knowing how it's going to go down, and he doesn't do anything to stop it. We're almost cheering for him. Do it. Stop him. Say something. He's got lots of options here. He can tell the disciples and they can kick him out of the inner circle. They can run him out of town. He could call down angels to smite Judas on the spot, kill him. He could do all sorts of things, and yet he just lets Judas go and betray him and get him arrested. So he'll go to trial and eventually be killed. Even with those kinds of options, Jesus is resolute. He has a plan. This is why he came to earth, to die for us, to give his life as a sacrifice, to pay for the sins of all of us. Death is a part of Jesus' plan. It's at the center of his plan and his reason for existing as a human being on earth for those 33 years. Death is coming for Jesus. And he's resolute in the face of it. He knows he needs to go through this no matter what. Death is a part of Jesus' plan. It's necessary. Because death is what stood between us and God, between us and being who we were truly created to be. People who knew God personally would walk with him in his garden on earth. Because of that, Jesus took death, that ultimate separation between us and God, and he took it upon himself. He died so he could destroy death's power to hold us down. By rising again, he destroyed its finality and made it possible for us as well to rise from our death. He lets Judas carry on because it's part of his plan. It's hard for us to fathom sometimes, but we'll see through this week why it mattered so much. Here's a question for you to consider, either alone or as part of a group. What would you be willing to die for? Could you ever approach death as coolly as Jesus does here? Why or why not? What would help you feel that there was a reason to die? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.